Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole. Hey, Firefly, how's it going?
Good. What's up, Butterfly?
Well, I think we're getting ready to go down another rabbit hole.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I've got my raincoat on.
Oh, boy.
Some of them get kind of dirty.
I know. Well, we got to keep it fairly clean.
Working on that.
There could be, like, you know, grandmas listening and stuff.
Indian dudes in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, we don't want to freak people out too badly. But what did you want to talk about today, Firefly?
Well, so, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of our rabbit holes have to do with the media, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the media is constantly conditioning us and
controlling
telling us
our behavior.
Controlling our behavior, telling us what you should and shouldn't be, right?
Right.
And does the media also kind of tell us, like, physically what our bodies should look like?
Oh, I think so.
And do you think that maybe, like, a lot of people kind of hate their bodies?
Oh, for sure.
Like, hate themselves.
Yeah.
And just go, ugh.
Yeah.
I hate my body. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, why? Well, I don't look like I'm supposed to look. Like,
yeah.
they'll say stuff like that. And it's like, well, what does supposed to look like mean?
Look like.
Right?
Well, it's funny because, you know, they've been pushing this idea lately that, oh, you can be, you know, super fat and you're still really attractive, and they've been pushing that whole thing. Yeah. But really, I mean, nobody really wants to look like that.
That's like unhealthy.
Know?
That's like saying my leprosy is really hot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I thought you got that under control. You still fighting that?
Some chicks dig it. But being morbidly obese, they kind of want that to be normalized, because then you're going to probably die.
Right.
And being obese means that you just, like, can't control yourself around food. Like, the buffet is a really bad place for you.
Well, and you're probably, you've probably got a lot of health problems, so you're on a lot of pharmaceuticals.
That's good.
And they like that.
They like that. Mm-hmm. So that's part of that, you know. But they're also trying to kind of say, like, well, fat girls are hot, so shut up. But at the same time, they're kind of saying, but here, Kim Kardashian, she's, like, perfect.
She's perfect with her huge butt. And you know what's so weird is I remember, like, when I was a kid, you know, women were always worried about their butts looking too big.
Yeah.
It was a thing. It was like, oh, no, does my butt look big in these jeans, you know? And now it's like, the bigger the butt, the better. Like, everybody's, like, trying to have butts like Kim Kardashian. If,
as a dude, you know? I'm telling you right now, it's not that hot. When it's, like, overwhelming, it's almost like,
It's kind of
a lot to work with.
It's kind of scary. It reminds me of that song, Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
You know, which was kind of funny. But he, in that song, he says 36, 24, 36, which is, like, a shapely woman. We're talking now, like, probably 36, 24, 40.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of not.
It's really, 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 really
It's
big.
Really, really out there.
And we're just so, we're so, like, anatomical, you know, and, like, the boobs have to be the right size.
Right. Well, people have been getting those for a long time. But now, did you know that there's a thing where women can actually get butt implants?
Yes. I have known that. Mm-hmm. And what I think, and then you add Ozempic, where people just basically go, you know what?
I'm a little bit fat.
I can't control myself around food. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to inject venom from a Gila monster into my stomach and paralyze my stomach. I think that's probably the best tact, because then I can eat whatever I want still, but I've got, like, this paralyzed stomach that won't get fat. And I'm thinking, that sounds extremely dangerous and
unhealthy
and self-destructive, but people are willing to do it to have their bodies somewhat resemble Kim.
I think you're right.
And then the opposite, like, I was thinking, Remember the King David statue in the Duomo?
Are you talking about the statue of David?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The King David statue in the Duomo. So King David has like a perfect figure, right? But there's some that suggest that King David was a little light downstairs.
Oh.
Compared to what is ideal these days. Mm. And so now.
So the sculpture was a little bit.
He should have been like.
He was a little stingy.
He should have been like hung down to his knees. Then it would have been like.
For how big he was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Not to be graphic.
Not to be graphic or anything. But I think in order for him to like be a porn star, he would have to be a little bit bigger than that.
Well, it just. The proportions were a bit off.
They're off. A little right? bit. It's like everything was perfect except for that. Small.
It was, yeah.
But who's to say?
Who's to say?
Like back then, that was kind of an idealized
that
male
must have been
body.
Ideal.
That was an
that
ideal.
That was the ideal. Well, it's interesting how ideals change over the years. Like we were just, you know, I just mentioned how like several years
Can
ago.
Can I talk about butts really quick?
Yeah.
I watched a video from Girls, Girls, Girls from Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
And all the strippers' butts were different looking than the butts are today.
Mm-hmm.
They were like a little narrower and mm-hmm. they were still cute butts, but they weren't
huge.
Kim Kardashian bubble butt.
Yeah. Everything changes. I mean, things go in and out of fashion and it's probably controlled by the media because they put these ideas out there and then the people gobble it up and they want to look just like these images. And you can go all the way back to like, let's talk about the Mona Lisa. I mean, the Mona Lisa, she was considered.
She wouldn't be considered hot now.
No. And she was considered like the most beautiful woman ever, right? Everybody thought she was so beautiful. And I don't know, when I look at her, I don't really think she's that attractive. I mean, just my opinion, but she's
You know what it
not.
Seems like? It seems like there was a time where attractiveness kind of had something to do with your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
maybe Mona Lisa, maybe she was like a really cool chick.
Yeah.
You know, like she was super fun to hang out with.
Like I notice when people talk about like, why is the Mona Lisa the masterpiece that it is? It's always that Da Vinci was able to capture her expression on her face.
Essence.
You know, it wasn't like Da Vinci made her have huge tits and a huge ass. she wouldn't have been able to be seated.
Right.
If they did a modern Mona Lisa, like the modern Mona Lisa is.
She'd look like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. She'd be wearing a G-string and like her boobs would be hanging out and it would be like the expression on her face would be kind of like.
Happen. There's nothing there behind the eyes.
The 10,000 yard stare.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of what's going on.
Right.
A lot of, unfortunately, a lot of women these days. Like, mm-hmm. you look them in the eyes and you go, what, is there anybody in there?
There's nothing there.
Are you thinking?
But they've got their Brazilian butt.
They've got their Brazilian butt and their boobs. You know, and they go get those fake boobs. And I've heard that there's kind of gnarly stuff that happens with that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Like, sometimes
leakage.
They explode and stuff. Or, you know what I heard? You have to replace those like every 10 years. Did you know
it's
that?
Like getting new tires?
I guess. I mean, I was like actually shocked to hear that because that means like you have to like go under the knife every like 10 years or so and get a new pair.
So that means that there's some, I could actually apply for this job. There's some doctor who just like grabs their boobs and goes, you're a little low.
You're due for a replacement.
let me feel again.
But yep. You know, so that's all, you know, something that changes too, because if you look back like in the 70s or whatever, if you watch some of those movies, the women, they had like more kind of like
natural
looking boobs. Yeah.
Natural.
And then it turned into this whole thing where they wanted the really plasticky looking, like remember Pamela, mm-hmm. what's her name?
Pamela Anderson.
Anderson. Yeah, yeah. With the huge, and that, so that was
Bolt-ons.
A big thing. You know, did you ever see, did you ever watch that show, The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
I love that show.
I do too.
One of my favorite episodes was called Eye of the Beholder. Do you remember that one?
No, tell me about
it. This one was so good. So all you see is there's this woman, she's in a hospital bed and her whole face is bandaged up. You can't see her face at all. And you just hear like the voices of the doctors and the nurses and they're talking. to her, and she's like really troubled about what's happened to her face. Like she wanted this surgery to fix her face, you know. And they're all, you know, the doctor's like, okay, well, you know, we're about ready to take off the bandages, but you know, this is our last attempt. We really can't do anything more after this. If this didn't work out, this, I'm sorry, but that's all we can do.
You're going to be butt ugly.
This is just the way you're going to be. And so that you see it from like the point of view of like, of her like looking through the bandages, and the bandages are coming off, and the light is like getting brighter and brighter, and they're unpeeling the bandages off of her face.
That was like big special effects.
And then you hear these gasps, and they're like, you know, like they're just
not a good sign.
They're just horrified by what they see, you know? And then the camera like focuses in on the patient, the lady. And she's this beautiful, gorgeous woman, like perfect looking, you know,
Marilyn.
And you're like, wait, what? And then the camera turns around and you see the doctors and the nurses, and they're all like these hideous beasts with like these like pig snouts and like these crooked face. They're like just monstrous looking, you know. And
isn't that interesting?
Interesting. So that was the ideal. In this movie, the ideal was to look like that, and she was trying to look that way. And
that's what's going on with us now.
Yeah, they're
turning people into these weird ghouls. Have you seen these people like get too much plastic surgery, and their face starts looking like? Do you ever see that? Did you ever see Mask with Cher back in the '80s? Mm-hmm. And her son's face looks like these people.
Yeah.
After they get that surgery, it's got like this weird like figure eight going on.
So yeah, I mean. Actually, you know, it's true. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know, but I think a lot of it is manipulated by what we're told is beautiful too, you know, and if they're also telling
putting
us
too much emphasis on anatomy, mm-hmm. you know, like when I think back to when I've actually hooked up with girls, they kind of like the stuff I was talking about. I wasn't just like showing them my six pack abs just to come with me. That never worked.
Yeah.
I might have tried that once or twice, but
works like initially maybe, but then like after like there's nothing to say, then it's like
and how many dudes have you seen that are like that? They've just got like, I've got the perfect physical traits, but then you like
they have nothing to say.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Like as a matter of fact, when you do talk, it's like working against you.
Yeah.
So not just, only is that
just keep your mouth shut and let me look at you.
I'll just observe you. Please.
But it's interesting how the ideals change though, and things come in and out of fashion, you know, like I think it was like in the, gosh, I don't know, maybe it was the 40s. Women were doing a lot of like plucking their eyebrows. They would like pluck them all out and then draw these like little thin eyebrows. I remember when I was.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. I remember
like when Betty Davis and Lauren Bacall.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, there was this lady that I knew, and I remember she told me like, don't pluck your eyebrows because you'll end up with no eyebrows. And she had to draw her eyebrows on because she had overplucked them when she was like younger. And I always think about like, you know, how like people that like to get like a lot of tattoos and stuff, you know, have you noticed there's trends with that too? Like I think it was in the early 2000s, people were getting like the tramp stamp. Like on the lower back, that was really, and then they were getting like the tribal like band around their arms. And
yeah, like when I was in high school, it started. It was like a few people started getting tattoos, but it became such a trend. Now you have these people walking around with
like full sleeves,
their whole body.
But all that stuff is, you know, there's trends with everything, and that kind of stuff goes in and out, and
it looks bad too. Like when it's easier like
to
now,
change your shirt than to change your skin.
Yeah. And like, have you noticed like dudes who, or women too, that got tattoos back in the 90s, now they're like 50.
And they're like kind of wrinkly.
It doesn't look that good.
I know. You know, my mom always told me, she's like, the tattoos don't look good when you have wrinkled skin.
It's true. Yeah. And you know, what's it like being with a 60-year-old woman who has a tramp stamp? I mean,
I know.
That's kind of,
it kind of limits you too. Like, you know, once you start going like, it's like, I think some of them, they want to get more and more extreme than the next person, you know?
Any of them regret them?
Oh yeah.
Like
that's why they have removals.
I hooked up with a girl one time and she had slippery when wet above her pelvis area. Slippery when wet. And I was
so
like,
tacky.
Big Bon Jovi fan, you know? But, you know,
did you run?
No. But anyways, I basically was like, there's probably going to be a time when she doesn't want that there.
Yeah. Or like, you know, when people get them like on their face and their necks, you're not going to get a job at a bank.
Well, you know, I don't think people like really like think things through.
No.
They're just like, I need to have my body meet this criteria right now.
And this is trendy.
Like, have you heard about these pills that make the men's grow larger?
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Like, who knows what kind of side effects that has? But there's dudes that probably gobble that down and are just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm looking for results and I'm not even concerned. I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I am going to get the infusion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
I'm wondering if, wow, cooties kind of pertains in this way too, because the people who went and got the stabbies without even thinking twice, they're probably the kind of people who would go get like Ozempic shots in their stomach.
For sure.
They're like, I don't really care.
They're not going to ask what's in it.
They don't ask what's in it. And they don't ask what like the side effects are.
No.
All they really want to know is this going to make
immediate results?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to somebody who takes Ozempic?
Oh yeah. I know a few people.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're
happy because they lost like 5 pounds.
5 pounds, a lot.
Or 10, I don't know.
But see, okay, so I'm wondering if there's kind of like an ideal that's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so for a woman, it's really difficult. You got to have perfect, big, huge boobs. You got to have like D's. And then you also got to have like a very skinny stomach, like kind of like perfect stomach, but then a big, huge butt. Right.
This is the ideal right now.
Yeah. So if you think about like looking at somebody's silhouette that looks like that, it's gonna kind of look kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like like almost like a
hourglass,
like an hourglass,
hourglass
figure.
You know, I think it, even in the '50s they wanted that, but in the '50s, the women wore bras that were pointy.
Yes.
Like more.
I remember those.
Yeah. So that was the look back then. You know, that was in style. That's why I think, you know, I think it's important not to do anything permanent that you can't change, because, you know, it's going to be out of style like in 5 or 10 years, you know?
Well, this is what I kind of think. I think a lot of people, their bodies don't fit that mold,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Right, right.
For some people, their body's just not going to fit that mold.
Yeah.
But what if they could feel good about their bodies?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do. I think a lot of people don't feel good about their bodies.
I know.
And I think people don't really want to talk about it. You don't really want to come out and just be like, I don't feel good about my body. Because then people are like, like that's when you're going to get an avalanche of like advice from other people that's all fake.
Yeah.
So people just kind of keep it to themselves if they hate their bodies.
Well,
but it manifests in all these weird ways.
I think that, I mean, I am not opposed to like if somebody has something that really bothers them, like getting it fixed or whatever. I think if that makes them feel better, then I mean, I don't think that's horrible. But I think a lot of people become obsessed and addicted to that kind of stuff. So I've seen a lot of these women look perfectly gorgeous before, and then they have to get the butt implants. They get they go and get all this stuff done, and it's like, wow, they actually looked better before. You know what I mean?
I've seen people who went and got those facial plastic surgeries that were gorgeous
before,
and then now it's like, what?
Yeah.
What happened? Why?
I don't know. I think it's the marketing.
I think it's the media. So that's kind of my whole premise of why I want to go down this rabbit hole. And I don't even know if it's a rabbit hole. Is it a conspiracy? I don't know. I'm wondering, it seems like we have a very two-dimensional ideal out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you're supposed to look like, there's a lot of two-dimensional aspects. And another kind of disgusting thing about this is I think it kind of plays into the social credit score. Right. So how does it play into that? I think that some people are afforded pretty high social credit scores just based on the merits of their anatomy
mm-hmm.
and their physical traits.
Well, I think also the point that you were trying to make is that a lot of these people are trying to increase their social credit score by adjusting these things.
Like,
you know what
I
mean? I
go and have
get the butt implant. Then
if my, you know, what's larger, I have more social credit score now. Yeah. And you know what that means? I have a higher echelon of chicks I can maybe get. Mm-hmm. And maybe I can even get a better job. And I'm wondering, how far does the social credit score go? Because I read this article that said attractive people tend to make more money than mm-hmm. ugly people. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if maybe that is the social credit score.
Oh my gosh. Did we just have a little epiphany?
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because
I think you're right. And I've read that too. So I think that is true, because like, if you go into a company, like say you go on an interview and you're trying to get a job at an ad agency or something, they're going to want somebody that's really hot and gorgeous, right? So somebody else could be applying for the job and maybe more qualified.
Yeah.
And maybe just not as attractive. They're going to hire the attractive one.
And the attractive one knows that.
Yeah.
And has become kind of arrogant.
So.
And like, doesn't feel like they have to actually learn anything or be good at anything. All they have to do is be attractive. But then they also are on the time clock because their attractiveness is waning.
Right.
And so now they have to fight this war against becoming unattractive.
Yeah.
And it's like, have you ever seen that movie Seven?
Yes.
Remember Seven?
So creepy.
I know.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm kind of creepy. That's one of my favorite movies, because that's a great line. What's in the box? What's in the box? California, don't come out here. No. Anyways, in Seven, the guy goes on a killing spree, and every killing that he does is meaningful.
Yeah.
In a way. He's killing. So the one girl, she is found dead. And the way that she's found dead is she has sleeping pills in one hand and a phone in the other hand. And he cuts off her nose.
Right.
Right. So what he does is he says, okay, you'll live if you call 911, but you're going to be disfigured.
Yeah.
Or you can just take the sleeping pills and you'll just die. So if life is unbearable to be unattractive, then just go ahead and take the sleeping pills. And obviously in the movie, she does. What's the lesson there? It's better to die than be ugly.
Really. Right.
And I'm wondering, like, well, who's saying that you're ugly? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if someone cut off your nose, you might find somebody who is like, I don't really care.
I'm not into noses anyway.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think we've moved away from love. We don't mm-hmm. love people anymore.
Interesting.
Like, we have like when I've ever had like a relationship, it's been like a connection. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the physical aspect is almost like secondary. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously you want somebody who, you know, turns you on, mm-hmm. but do we put too much emphasis on that?
Well, I think that's what is emphasized in the media.
Yeah.
It's about the way you look, and they present you with the ideas and the ideals. And then this is what people are striving for. You know what I mean? They want to look like that. And how did like Kim Kardashian, how did she even end up looking like that anyway? I mean, she's obviously had stuff done. So like, I'm wondering, was she told, you know, you go do that, let's make your butt bigger and stuff, and this is going to be like the ideal.
Well, it's interesting if you look at like who Kim Kardashian is. Mm-hmm. Like, so her dad was instrumental in exonerating O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And that felt culty.
Yeah, super culty.
You know, like O.J. just gets to obviously kill his wife mm-hmm. and then get exonerated, you know? So I'm wondering if, because you know how we were kind of talking about some of these kids are born into the cult?
Right.
I'm wondering if Kim was like maybe groomed to become the
totally
influencer that she is.
Well, I heard that her mom is a cult handler. She's like one of the main handlers.
And then isn't mm-hmm. the stunning and brave person part of their family?
The she woman.
I don't know what to call it.
She would. He was a decathlete.
Yeah.
And now he's a.
What's the name?
Caitlin.
Bruce.
Yes. Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
Don't dead name Bruce or Caitlin, mm-hmm. whatever. So Caitlin is also in that mm-hmm. family.
Right. It's kind of weird, right?
That's weird. So I'm wondering, like, and then we kind of talked about how some of these Hollywood figures might be clones. What if she's a clone? Like they made her in a lab and then they
they're making meat in labs.
I know. So this is my, I'm a bad person again. Okay. This is my theory.
Okay.
This is my tinfoil hat theory.
Right.
They made Kim Kardashian in a lab. She's a clone. And then her purpose was to become a unattainable physical archetype for women. And
have women just like spinning their wheels trying to
match that they're never gonna, and then causing like a whole generation of women to kind of hate their bodies and hate themselves, which I kind of sense is what's going on with like millennial women. They kind of hate themselves,
and it's like this whole like really trashy genre. It's super ghetto.
Yeah.
It's not like a classy, like, you know, like I imagine back in the 50s, Marilyn Monroe
she wasn't a Phi Beta Kappa,
no.
But at the same time, she was classy.
She would be like the Kim Kardashian of that era, probably, but totally. She was classier, you know?
She was. And I mean, she was, but she was also not as ghetto as Kim. Like I saw, did you see, here's another thing that kind of suggests what I'm talking about. Just the other day, they were talking about Kim posted a picture of her with a robot.
Oh.
Like sexually.
What?
Yeah. So like now she's kind of putting out there like,
that's cool.
Women should just have a sexual robot. And you don't even need a man then. You just have a robot that you have sex with.
Well, this plays right along with the whole depopulation agenda and the transhumanism idea and everything. You know, like you don't need to actually have any real contact with people, you know, just go live in your little closet and put your virtual reality goggles on.
And dudes are being encouraged to buy their female robot.
Yeah. And don't have like a real relationship. Just here, you can order a robot.
This is your sex mate. And that's kind of what we've kind of reduced marriage to, is like, this is who I have sex with. Is that really what a marriage is like supposed to be predicated on? I don't know.
It shouldn't be.
It seems like you should be able to, like, after you get done fucking, talk.
Right.
Every once in a while. But not with such a potty mouth as I have.
I know. You got control.
I know. We're on the radio here. But anyways, I just wanted to go to kind of, I don't know. This was a rabbit hole that I thought maybe we should go down, because I feel like it's kind of maybe an important part of the Hydra that we're being attacked with. And I feel like this particular part of it is kind of like a more subtle destruction of the family.
Well, I think you're totally right. And I think they put these images out in the media to manipulate society, you know, and have you noticed, this is really another thing along those same lines. Have you noticed like in most of the TV shows and all of the commercials, basically now, all of the families are mixed race?
Yeah.
Because I think they're trying to make it seem like this is how every family looks. Family is like this.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case.
I mean, thinking they're almost kind of saying white people kind of need to die off.
Well, yeah, and I think they're really pushing this idea that this is what the family should look like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not normal to just be like a white family or just a black family or whatever. Everybody's mixed.
I think it's okay to be a black family. I think it's okay to be a brown family.
Yeah.
I think white family is kind of problematic. That's the word that they use. Why is that? Because white people kind of built everything. And like white people invented everything. I hate to say it, but it's kind of true. And so I think there's like the country from 1948.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of hate white people, and that might be infused into the conditioning.
Yeah.
And that might be what's going on.
And they're really pushing that idea.
Because that kind of goes in with the UN replacement agenda, which they say doesn't exist. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I heard about that.
It's like literally on their website, and it's like, well, you know,
replacement migration.
Yeah. So like Western countries like Canada, the US, Australia, UK. Europe, UK. See, the white people are bad.
They're being replaced.
So we need to import 300 to 600 million people from the third world, and they're going to take over, and thank goodness, because otherwise we would just die off like those dinosaurs did 40 trillion years ago.
So this is what I wonder. So when they have like all the TV shows and the commercials and everything, and everybody's mixed race, I mean, like we're talking like there's a black dad and a white mom or vice versa, whatever. I feel like they're pushing this idea so that it seems normal to everybody, so that in 10 years when that's actually happening, or maybe they're trying to make people do that because they're having all these third world people come in. They're trying to make people.
They totally are. Like in,
to follow
they the had plan. A, they had a study in Germany, or I think it was Germany or one of those countries. It might've been England, where in the schools, they were grooming white girls to be attracted to third world barbarians.
Yeah. Like they're just like,
you have to want to have these guys.
Right.
The white guys are no good. And that's kind of what's going on in the media
too. They're pushing this idea. And
if white guys aren't gay, they're no good.
Well, okay. So that brings me to my other thing is they push that too. Because almost every TV show or movie has at least one or two gay couples are in it. You can't watch a movie or a TV show nowadays without having at least one or two gay.
It has to have gay.
They have to put it in.
Did you know that there is a gay lobby that's very powerful that insists that you have a gay character? And if you don't, so Buzz Lightyear has to be taking it up the
And they're pushing it to make it seem like, okay, that's normal too, that everybody's got that in their family. Because
I don't really have that in my family.
Well, you probably do because the
TV, a bad person.
The TV says so. Everybody's got that and it's normal. And they make the characters really likable. So people are like, they're really nice,
Have you noticed that the white man is always kind of the buffoon these days?
Yeah, totally.
He's always stupid. Like, it's always the black dude and the white girl that are the hero, and they are the saviors. Mm-hmm. And the white guy is just stupid and along for the ride. Almost like he's like a cuck, like he's supposed to just be like setting, all these other people ahead of them,
setting them up for
they are the success. Leaders. They're the leaders. Yeah. And, us white guys, we're just kind of like along for the ride.
Right.
So I'm wondering if maybe that might be social engineering that's kind of going along with it too. And it kind of plays into this physical archetype.
Well, so some people would say that, they're just making the movies to reflect what's happening in real life. But I think what we're saying is that what they're doing, or are they making the movies to engineer society into being this way?
I think B.
Mm-hmm.
Because B. Yeah, I'm going to bet on B.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking what you just explained is kind of the gist of what they do. They engineer us. And that's kind of the gist of like what I feel like is kind of like the mission of our podcast is get people to break out of that engineering.
Unslave your mind.
You're engineered.
Yeah.
And that's part of their engineering.
They're being engineered.
It's not misogyny. It's called misogyny. When they mix races. I think it's called misogyny. I'm not sure. But it's if you go to college, they teach that. It's like
I went to college and I didn't learn that.
I know. It's like one of those terms in academia. They want to normalize it.
Yeah.
They want to act like, this is the way it is. Like it's always like this diversity is a strength kind of thing.
Right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like we were talking about that dude that was like feeling up that girl in the UK bar from India.
Because it was from his culture.
He's like, he was a sexual emergency and that's how it is in India. It's like, oh, okay. Well, is that really improving our culture? Or is that kind of a weapon being used against our culture? Because we kind of talked about like the end of civilizations. I think they're kind of trying to like prompt that.
They're creating the end of civilization.
And that is kind of an attack on the family. And I think families are kind of the rudiments of a civilization.
They don't want families because when you have strong family units and a lot of them, the society is stronger. And they don't want that.
No. And plus, what do families do? They kind of have kids.
Yeah.
They kind of have kids.
And those kids might actually kind of be like the way their family was and do the same thing.
If we do a really good job with healthcare, we can probably knock that number down like 10, 15%. So that kind of flies in the face of having a family.
Right.
Like Bill Gates is like, really kind of like you to just kind of not.
Like you to you die. Know,
I do have some meat that you can buy, though. Like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'd like
it. I have a pokey for you.
I got a shot and some fake meat. Here. Sounds great, Bill. Thank you. I'm so stoked. Well, I think that was a pretty cool little
rattle. That was interesting. I think this topic might ruffle a few feathers. But you know what?
We're not
here to be PC.
No.
We're not PC.
We kind of ruffle
feathers.
We're
feather rufflers.
But I think why? Because everybody's feathers are calmly being groomed by the media.
And you know what? Like, it seems like everybody's afraid to ruffle feathers nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't even say certain words or you're like feather ruffling.
Well, right? Did you see the big feather ruffling is talking about those people from 1948 that country?
Yeah,
if that's a feather ruffler,
that's a major feather ruffler.
Like, okay, so this could be another topic.
Well, you can't even state facts.
Like, Columbia University, I didn't realize they get $400 million of taxpayer money every year.
Why?
That's a lot. Seems like we could be doing
other stuff. I could do a lot with that money.
Yeah. So anyways.
With my portion of it.
They get $400 million. That's a lot for a school? Like, where is all that money going?
I know.
So anyways, that kind of blew me away. But then what I noticed was like Trump said, I'm holding back that funding. You don't get it unless you go tell people on campus, they can't say bad stuff about that country from 1948. And it's like, oh, so that ruffles feathers? Yeah. And you cannot ruffle those feathers.
That's interesting.
So now they said, okay, we're going to make a rule on campus that you can't say anything bad about them. And then if you can't say anything bad about them, then okay, now you can have your money.
So that's really interesting. Why? So you can't say anything about it, just about that specific.
Well, they're targeting the one department that teaches about the Middle East. And they're saying what you're telling them is the truth. And we don't really want you telling them the truth.
So you could be saying bad things about like some other part of the world. Like you could probably talk about Antarctica and like bash that area and it'd be fine.
I was using this. I was talking with this about my friend. Yeah. I was talking with my friend. I was like, what if you just started like saying Armenians are liars and there wasn't an Armenian genocide back in 1925. And actually, I think Armenians might be doing a bunch of evil stuff. I could say that all day long.
And that's fine.
It doesn't ruffle any feathers. Mm. But when you say the other thing about those other people,
feathers get ruffled.
They get really ruffled. And then what they did was they went into the department that teaches about the Middle East. And what they were teaching was that Hamas is kind of funded by those people that say that they're attacking them. Mm-hmm. So they have this like built-in like enemy that attacks them so that they can justify America sending them a bunch of money so that they can go kind of take over the Gaza Strip and kill a bunch of people like they did the other day. So it's weird because we're only allowed to say like certain things, but if you really ruffle feathers, you kind of get your hand slapped.
That's kind of interesting that Trump made that rule.
See?
You know what I mean?
But if you tell that to people who are just like cheerleading Trump Elon, the Trump Elon show, they're going to be like, you don't understand. He's playing 4D chess.
Did you hear that Trump wants to build Mar-a-Lago, Gaza?
I did hear that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're going to just take over the Gaza
Strip. It's going to be beautiful.
And he's talking about annexing Canada and stuff.
Do you think those people want that?
Probably not. No.
Like casinos and stuff down there on their Gaza Strip?
No.
I kind of think maybe they don't want it that way.
Well, I'm wondering if they have to get exterminated first.
Probably.
Like they have to it's kind of like if you go into a place and you're going to build a house, but it's got a bunch of like termites. They kind of have to exterminate. Like those people are kind of like termites.
Or what about like, you know, if you want to like completely rebuild a city, then the old one might have to just be burned down.
It has to get dude. It
has to get dude.
Dude, you got dude.
Oh my God.
Also, I'm wondering, why aren't they doing Gaza?
Maybe they don't need to yet. That might be the next step.
That puts a whole nother spin on that song, Do Me Baby, Do Me Baby. Remember that song?
But you can keep singing.
Do Me Baby has a whole new kind of like connotation now. You could actually get like,
but it's spelled D-E-W.
Exactly. It's D-E-W me baby. And it means you just kind of get lit on fire.
Yeah.
Satellites.
Totally.
And people are like, that's a conspiracy theory. But they think they did it in Pacific Palisades.
Yeah.
And maybe they kind of have to like exterminate everything in an area before they go build their what they want to go do. Uh-huh. And maybe Gaza's next.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But we have to fund that. But there's a bunch of homeless people in the United States, and our roads suck, and our schools suck, and people are dying on fentanyl overdoses. And there's a lot of problems here. But our first priority is let's go deal with that. Like, I don't really care.
It's kind of weird.
Why is that a priority?
I mean, I don't think probably like 99% of the population will probably never even go there.
I don't want to go vacation to Gaza.
I don't either.
It sounds like
even if there's Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, still, I feel like I might get dude there.
Yeah.
That would suck to get dude on your vacation.
I know. I mean,
you're like telling people about it. You're like, well, how was your trip? Well,
I got dude. It was great, but I got dude.
About five nights in, they dude the hotel. So after that, I mean, it was kind of lame. We were all camping in this one blue van. I don't know why. It just was all right. It didn't get...
It didn't get dude.
Wow. So see, that was cool. So we started off with like this...
Physical ideal.
This physical ideal. And we ended up with Do Me Baby. Dude, but hey, you know, that's kind of the nature of our shows. We just kind of like meander. But everything's kind of tied together.
We kind of ramble off.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
But yeah, everything is sort of tied together. And it all kind of goes back to the, you know, what they are doing. You know, what we think they are doing.
The Hydra. They're kind of a Hydra. Have you noticed? You know what a Hydra is?
No, what's that?
A Hydra is, it's like from the Book of Revelation, the dragon had like 10 heads.
Oh.
So it's got all these different heads.
Yeah. So we got to talk about all of them.
They're all attacking us at all. Like, you have Jews over here, and you have like
got stabbies and pokies.
And then Kim Kardashian is like, oh.
It's got a really big butt. But that's like an ideal Hydra.
She's a Hydra nonetheless.
Yeah.
She's like, I think she was created in a lab. I'm pretty sure. Like, I look at her and now she's having sex with robots. I'm going, dude, she's not real.
That's not normal.
She's like Bishop from Alien.
That's not normal.
She's just like, you find out at the end, like, oh, she was never even a human. You know? She's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. It's like, when you cut into her skin, it's like, why is this metal on here?
I think that's totally possible.
What if oh my God, I just thought of something. Because wasn't Kanye like with her?
Yeah, they have like kids supposedly. That's what they tell us.
What if Kanye was about to spill the beans? Like, well, actually, she's a robot.
Well, remember sort of like starting to glitch out a little bit? He was sort of tweak. And then now, like, what happened to him?
He got caliber.
He got calibrated.
I'm wondering if he was about to say, like...
He was about to say some stuff.
Because he was talking about that one country from 1948. Mm-hmm. He was talking about them.
He was.
But he was also maybe about to say, you know...
other stuff.
Like, Kim is a robot. Our kids are fake.
They had to reel him in.
They had
to reel him back in.
We're going to give you drugs and make you insane and put you in an insane asylum and take your kids. And he was like, okay. Because you notice he's pretty quiet now. Yeah. He was very loud and flamboyant. And now it's like, you don't hear a peep.
Some people say that he's been cloned. That the one out there right now is not even really him. So maybe he's been unalived and there's just
he's
like.
He's been sent to that landmass that we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. I wonder.
He got voted off.
He got voted off of Pleasure Island. And now him and Jeffrey Epstein and Diddy are all like playing poker somewhere.
Do you think they're all in Antarctica?
Antarctica or...
Am I obsessed with Antarctica?
I was actually thinking like those, like the UN map. Remember we were talking about that? How if you look at the UN map, there's like, it's like the Earth, but then there's like these big land masses around the outside.
Yeah.
Do those exist?
I think they
do. And if they do, is Diddy and Jeffrey Epstein and...
Is that where they are?
That's where they're at.
Maybe that's like witness protection program.
That's where you get unalive to.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, I think, is there. And we can talk about that.
So then I don't want to go there if all those people are there.
That's probably lame. Yeah. Plus, they're probably bummed because now their role in the movie is done.
Oh my gosh. Maybe this is why all the countries agreed that nobody can go there, because it's just a secret holding place for all of they.
The actors that have played their role, now your role is done. You have to go to Pleasure Island.
Okay. Now this, if I can stick with that theory, then I feel a little bit better about not being able to go to Antarctica. Because I was really like having dreams of going there. But now I don't want to go if those people are there.
Yeah. What if you like bumped into Jeffrey Epstein?
I know. I'd be like, ew, stay away.
He's all flirting with you.
He's gross. Oh my God.
You're all, I'm kind of too old for you.
And Diddy.
Diddy. Diddy. Diddy's all walking up to you with some baby oil.
Come to my party.
Oh man. Gross. Oh, so gross. I think Hillary Clinton's probably there too.
Oh gosh.
You know?
We might have to do a whole episode on the new Antarctica. It's not what you think it is.
Like, who is there?
Who is there?
Well, that was cool. Should we stop this one?
That was super cool. I think we could talk all day, so we should probably say goodbye for now. But we have another rabbit hole to go down next time.
That's cool. We have some good ammo.
I know.
See you next time.
Bye.
Okay.